And do you know who in Treasury told the White House?
I have no idea. I have no communications with the White House.
Well, you're the head of the IRS. You don't know something this important? Contacts between your agency and the executive branch? You're unaware of them?
We are part of the executive branch. We have regular communications with Treasury. We issue regulations. We review them. We're in the process of reviewing, for instance, the regulations on the 501c issue. We have regular communication, particularly between our counsel's office and the Treasury counsel.
IRS knew in February or maybe even March, and Treasury and White House knew at least in April, but Congress and the American people didn't find out till June. Were you purposely not telling us?
No.
Were you purposely not revealing this to the American people?
No, as I told you, my proposal was, and in fact, our original thought was to complete the Lois Lerner email production, complete the review of what other custodians had a problem, and produce a report to you laying it all out.
So why did the IRS inform the executive branch agencies, the White House, the administration, but kept it secret from the Congress, who was conducting an investigation?
We were not keeping it a secret. It was our public report to you that is, in fact, provided you this information. There's been no attempt to keep it a secret. My position has been that when we provide information, we should provide it completely. If we provide you incomplete information, people sometimes are tempted to leap to the wrong conclusion, not based on any facts. So we thought it would be important to give you the full description.
It's okay for them to leap to a conclusion.
Pardon?
It's okay for the White House and Treasury to leap to a conclusion 6 weeks before the Congress. But my question also is,